Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is that, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So, Merchant Capital is one.
So we have Merchant Capital, we've got On Deck, which was...
Hold on a second. So Merchant Capital, is it Merchant Cash and Capital or just Merchant Capital?
Merchant Capital.
Merchant Capital, what's your payment to them?
Well, you need to know what each payment is individually. Then I'm going to have to call you back because, Gil was going to call you and talk to you about this stuff, but I know that everything totals $8,500 a week. So Merchant Capital is 200 and something. You know, I don't have it right in front of me right now because I'm in the middle of a catering.
Oh, okay. Just basics is fine, I guess. So
one of these things comes out every day, and minus your $700 a day, Gil, get your phone and take, you know, $8,500 a day divided by five is what our daily payments are.
$1,700.
Okay. And do you know your? You said Merchant Capital. Do you have two loans right now or three loans right now?
I have one with Merchant Capital, one with Can Capital.
Okay.
One with Colonial Funding.
Okay.
I don't know what else is. One with New Logic. No, that's Can Capital.
That's Can Capital. Okay.
Rewards
Network.
Okay. Now, in terms of these loans, I know our loan is under one company. Is the Can and Colonial and Merchant Capital under a different company?
That's the names of the companies they're under.
No, no. What business are they debiting? Are they debiting?
Oh, well, they're between. There's two. There's one Rewards Network for each business.
Okay.
And there's one Can Capital for each business.
Okay.
And then so, Merchant is through the same one yours is. Merchant Capital is through Truffles Bakery and Kitchen.
Okay, and so the thing that I wouldn't understand is, so did you guys get the rewards and the merchant funding after our loan?
I think so.
Okay, so let me kind of explain what's happening, because I don't know if anyone's had this conversation with you. So, and I'm assuming the terms... Well, I can't assume. Let me ask. Are the terms that these companies are giving you, are they shorter-term, higher-interest loans?
Yes. Yes, they are.
So here's what's going on, and this is the most important thing. What these companies are doing is called stacking. And stacking is when they give you a contract, which no one can prove this, but it's pretty well known in the industry, that they basically violate your other contracts. They give layers of loans on top of our loans, because they'll see that someone gets a long-term loan. I don't know anything about the companies you're working with. I just know about the product. And they keep on putting loan on top of loan on top of loan. And the whole issue that you're facing is it's that you have these very, very short-term loans, kind of these Band-Aid solutions. And what they're doing is they're giving you, because these loans are so such short-term, that they're stacking the loans up and the payments are becoming, to a point, almost unbearable. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
I am passionately against stacking. It's something that I really am not for, because I know I've seen this kind of idea, because what's happening is, I guess the question is, here's what I would suggest. So you guys are trying to figure out, like, how do I get out of this equation, or how do I figure out the solution, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so there's three ways to look at it. Gil, the first thing you mentioned was complete consolidation, correct?
Right.
So, yeah, and let me explain. That's a term that people throw around this industry. There are some products that have, and there's three things that you kind of want to look at, because that are going to determine your daily, weekly, or monthly payment, and that is loan amount, term length, and also interest rate. The term length and the interest rate are probably the most important. And so what's happening is there are some three-year loan products which give you much longer terms that offer consolidation. It is a tremendous amount of hoops to jump through to get the loan products approved. I actually do those products. I just give people fair warning. There are a lot of paperwork. The whole issue, though, that you would face is those issues are very, very sensitive to stacking. And the problem is with those loans is that oftentimes when there's a history of stacking, and I'm not making any like negative marks, I'm just telling you how the underwriters view them, when there's a history of stacking, the fear of a consolidating lending program is that the loan will be consolidated, and the second the loan is consolidated, someone will then take another loan against that loan. It's nothing that a lender can stop at this point. So I guess I would ask you is, How much debt do you have with these current lenders? Do you know your current balances?
It's probably a total of, including yours, $300,000.
Oh, so they gave you guys a lot of short-term debt.
Yeah, well, we got like 200 something or whatever.
From you, yeah.
Yeah, oh, okay. So not including mine, how much did you guys borrow from them?
I don't remember what yours was.
Yours was like 200.
Ours was 200.
Probably 100.
Probably about 100.
100.
So 50-50, correct?
I would say 100. I would say 100,000 for
both. What are the term lengths they gave you on these loans?
Some of them are 9 months, and some of them are, most of them are not 9 months. Some are 14. I think Rewards Network is a little bit longer, but Merchant Capital, Colonial.
Rewards kind of goes to based on, like, how many people with the cards in that network are you using them at your place. So
14 months or less.
Yeah.
Is Rewards Network a merchant cash advance based on credit cards, like an adjustable payment? Or is
it is based on, yes, it's based on credit card sales.
Okay.
And the thing that's different with Rewards, yet it's the same, is that we do get advertising in exchange. I mean, I know we're still getting raped, but, you know, we do get advertising in exchange for and feedback and surveys and things like that in exchange for the interest we pay on this loan.
Okay, and what were the costs of those respective loans? Do you know offhand?
Yeah, probably like 40%. I mean, you know, I don't know. Your terminology is different than ours, but
the payback.
$10,000, you're paying back $14,000, if that makes sense.
So say that once more. I'm sorry, you cut off.
So, for example, if you take out a $10,000 loan, you pay back $14,000. So in my own terminology, that's 40%.
Yeah, over like a 9 month period.
Right.
Correct.
Okay, so it's always a time value. So the issue is not just the loan amount; it's the loan 40% over 9 months. When you kind of just give you an idea, compare our loan was, I think, 34% over 18, and that's so. So on this business, you've got the OnDeck loan, you've got a Colonial loan, you've got a Rewards Network. Okay, can you tell me about the other business besides that? You got Can Capital. What else do you have?
Well, we have Can Capital, one for each business.
Oh, so that's what I don't understand. How did Can Capital, because I'm pretty familiar with their program, did Can Capital give you a loan after we gave you a loan?
I think we had that before we got a loan from you.
Because we don't,
I can't remember.
Because I don't remember there any being, because with our loan programs, we usually don't do what's called stacking, and so we require them to be paid off. I'm pretty confident.
It's paid off for us, but I think we had another one.
I can't remember. We had Rewards Network before.
Okay, so on the other business, you have Can, and what else do you have?
We have Can Capital and Rewards on both businesses.
Can and Reward, okay. And
on the kitchen, on Truffles Bakery and Kitchen LLC, we have a Merchant Capital also.
Okay. Okay. So.
And then we have Colonial Funding on the other LLC.
Okay. Okay. And in terms of sales volume per month, what does Truffles do versus the other business?
The
LLC, I'm sorry, the one we did the loan.
Well, Truffles Bakery and Kitchen LLC does about $1.6 million a year, and Truffles in Avon will do about $1.2 million.
Okay. And do you know what the current balances are on the Avon location? I'm just writing down some notes.
All the loans?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm saying the $300,000-ish is across both businesses.
Oh, so you mean $300,000 complete total?
Correct.
Including the OnDeck loan?
Correct.
Okay, so just to kind of put in perspective, the majority of your debt is the OnDeck loan, but
correct,
you've got these very, very expensive short-term stacks, well, one of them being very expensive, against the LLC, and then Can, and I think it's, what I remember last time was that Can had a loan against your guys' other location. I think we paid off Can on one, and then you guys kept the other one. So
right.
So you're looking for, I think, a few things. You're looking for primarily to reduce the daily payment or weekly or whatever you may be, but reverse the cash, kind of reduce the cash flow stress, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Okay. So here's kind of the way that I would tell you guys and what's available in the marketplace. There's really three ways for you guys to play it. There are some lending programs that I'm more than happy to put you in touch with, but based on what you're telling me for the three-year term, the reason I don't think it's really a good idea is you could do all the paperwork, you get approved, and then when it comes to final underwriting, And underwriters are going to give you a tremendous amount of grief about the stacking history. They're very, very kind of almost litigious about it. There is another avenue that I would suggest that might be a good thing for you guys to explore. Right now, the majority of the problem to me, and I don't want to make any assumptions about your business, but the majority of the problem seems to be that someone's coming to you and saying, hey, take a quick 50 grand, kind of relieve the cash flow stress, and then 3 months later, it's creating even more problems, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So even though stacking is viewed in a very negative light, I think there's something, if you're comfortable, you need to get, this is my opinion, based on what you're telling me, you need to get something that's longer and cheaper so your cash flow stress isn't there. That's the whole issue that's creating. Probably the programs that you'd want to shoot for, I know that at least we would provide, would probably be something in the range of 12 to 24 months. That's a lot of these are like 18-month programs, if that's something you're interested in. If it's something you're not interested in, I can get you some phone numbers and some people to call, but I think something where you're potentially
we're just looking for a way to free up our cash flow. So I guess we don't really know what we're interested in or not as far as your programs. We're interested in something that's going to free up some cash flow and extend the payment terms of these loans so that we can stay in business.
Look, at the end of the day, it's a conversation where I've seen what's happened with the stacking. And this is not a call that I haven't had before. So it's not my first rodeo. Let's give me a second.
I mean, you just said 12 to 24 months. I mean, obviously, we're already in the 12 thing.
12
so.
Is going to help us out.
Well, it's a combination. So the problem that you're hitting at, and I think ultimately, yes, you would never take a loan term that works against you. But what's going on is these stacks, what they're doing is they're giving basically stacks often hurt businesses because it's a short-term solution. It's a cycle of interest. They know it creates issues. It just creates issues because people can't kind of quote unquote dig up from underneath it. And so what I would tell you is, at the same time, your problem is not just the stack. It's the stack at a 40% interest rate over 9 months. That's the problem. The problem is that it is so expensive often these stacks that it's hurting your ability to really figure out a solution. So what I would think is this, if you want, I could generally take a look at your file without running your credit and say, hey, look, here are my thoughts. Here's what I think is reasonable that Bank of Cardiff could do. I could give you an answer today. And then if you're interested, we could hopefully put together a solution. Obviously, it sounds like something the longer the better. But I think based on what you're telling me, you guys have a lot of history. So you probably will get potentially some 18-month terms, maybe 24. The whole thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to say, hey, Shannon, I've got some perfect solution that's 3 years. When I know that it's going to be, you know, I don't want to overpromise. It's a very bad problem for me, too. You're on deck.
At this point, you know, even if it was, I mean, 12 would be a little help, 18 would be more help, and 24 would be
awesome.
Even more help.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get it. You know, you don't know until you get this thing going, but, you know.
Yeah, let me tell you what I would like to just take a look at, which I think would be the most important thing. So I just picked up your loan in our system, and your system is actually, so your on deck renewal comes in at about, well, your loan is only about 4 months old, so it comes in about the 9-month period, so we're quite a ways away from that. But what I'd like you to do is this. I'd like you to send me your last 6 months bank statements for both accounts, but primarily I think the way to kind of attack this is the last 6 months, because you have two separate LLCs, correct?
Correct.
So the one that I think is most important here is the Avon location.
Okay.
At the same time, so the current loans of the Avon location, you have your CAN loan. What is your second loan?
Colonial Funding and Rewards Network.
So the Avon actually has the three loans.
Yes.
Okay. Can you figure out what the total balances are in there on those three loans?
Write that down.
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Yeah, total loans, because I think your CAN loan's pretty old there, right?
I think so.
Okay, yeah, let me see what I can do. I would just say at this time, send me the last 6 months' bank statements to just the Avon location, and let me and find out the balances. Give me a call once you send it, because I get like feels like 100 emails every hour, and I'll confirm and I'll get rocking and rolling on this for you guys and see what I can do.
Okay.
All right, that sounds good.
All right, we're kind of in the middle of this big catering we do every Monday and Tuesday, so it might be a couple of hours.
Okay, no rush.
We'll get that to you. You know, we're later than you anyway, so.
All right, we'll work on that.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.